John Braccio, Dr. John B., is here with Regional Psychological Services. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Dave.
And how was your long holiday weekend over Memorial Day?
Well, very relaxing. We actually were over in the Grand Haven Spring Lake area, so we didn't run into the traffic going back and forth.
Yeah, you have some. You know, you get some multiple routes coming out of there, too. There's some places up north, unless you really want to take a red road, you're kind of funneled in a certain way, and then everybody joins up at one point, and it becomes it's kind of gridlocked. But you have some choices coming from Grand Haven.
That is very true. So we've never really run into that issue. But going north, and you know, then when you're coming back, it definitely can lead to a lot of much more complicated traffic, because you're right, everybody's kind of funneled into one direction.
Yeah, and you can do another segment someday on the psychology, too, of people when they get stuck coming back. So, I mean, what does it do to your weekend mind frame? I was feeling pretty good, and now I'm back, and I'm feeling like I'm in the grind. Wait a minute. Now, there's a whole, you could go a whole different direction with that, but that is not where we are this morning here. We're going to talk, Doc, about how to relax and better achieve with something that you call the mental rehearsal psychological technique. Now, does this, in a stressful situation, now does this essentially mean how I go through and pre-plan how I'm going to approach a situation and go through it, a run-through once, twice, maybe three times?
Well, all of that. I mean, what it really amounts to is in life, we encounter things that are difficult. It can be taking an interview. It can be meeting with people that you haven't met with before. It can be a sporting event. It can be almost anything that we can encounter. And the idea is we're nervous about it. We're not quite sure what to do. So we kind of rehearse it. We mentally do that. In fact, if you think about it, effective people do this all the time.
Right.
Like let's just say you're going to be a sport, like I've done work with a lot of sports, you know, athletes over the years, where they're actually working on doing the event. They like shooting the ball, running with the ball, playing cards, whatever it might be, that the person rehearses what they're going to do, the look they're going to have on their face, that type thing. An interview would be another one, where you're going to an interview for a new job and you're nervous and you're upset. So you just replay, you try to think, what are the things that could come up in that interview? And you do role-playing. You can do there are different techniques now. As a psychologist, I work with people that get very anxious, nervous, and I do hypnosis, deep relaxation. Another is visualization. Visualization is when you really work with yourself to get ready for an experience. In fact, if you want to take your experience when you're coming back from up north after a beautiful quiet weekend, if you know you're going to be getting into that traffic, you're better to prepare yourself and just listen to the radio, talk to your family, do something, but realize that you're going to have to cope with that rather than swearing, yelling, being angry, getting anxious, getting nervous, which a lot of people do in a lot of traffic. It's kind of hard not to do that.
Doc, would you like to know what I actually did? Would you like to know? All right, this is what I did. I put on some music that I liked. My wife was kind of, she was kind of zoning out, doing her own thing with a smartphone. The kid had the headphones on, and I said, I can't do a darn thing about this traffic, and I cannot. There is no other option but to go with the flow, and so I'm not going to worry about it. And
well, that is called. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Well, that was it. No, there's nothing more technical than that. I knew that I couldn't do it. If I had other options, I'd start running through them. But other than parking the car on the side of the road, which was, I didn't think, a good option, I just said, there's nothing I can do about it. So there it is.
I would call that cognitive restructuring, where actually what you're doing, you're taking what could be some negative thoughts, you know, like, why is this happening? I'm really upset. I can't stand this. I can't believe the way this happens. Rather than do all those things that are negative, you kind of come out and say, hey, I'll listen to a little Mozart, or I'm going to listen to whatever I might want to listen to. This kind of relaxing. And you just say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to roll with it. It sounds funny, but Dave, I'm amazed how many people get upset and anxious and worried about the same thing over and over again, and they don't plan for it. And I have found that effective people over the years, they do all of these things, they do relax. They think about this. They cognitively restructure. They work on deep relaxation. They visualize, because you really can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. I mean, that is really true. And having a positive outcome, like an actor, actress doesn't really assume and think it's going to be successful and do it, that's certainly not a very positive way to approach something. Because we talk about people that have a positive outlook and the way they approach life. These are people that do plan ahead. They think in their mind, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be? How am I going to function? How are people going to react to me? And part of the reaction of others relates to how effectively you're going to interact with them. So really, a lot of success in life does relate to being able to, in your own mind, mental rehearsal and preparing for whatever might happen.
And, Doc, I got to think that a lot of the patients you treat, that using some of these techniques that you discuss with them probably helps to alleviate a lot of the overstressed situations, because everyone's going to have stressful situations. It's just a fact of life. You're living, you're above ground, walking, talking, breathing. It's going to happen. But in using these different methods to good effect probably really is a big help for a lot of patients.
It can be helpful. It really can be helpful. And the main thing is, another main thing we will say is that people have to realize that there's an excitement to life. And a lot of the excitement relates to the problems as much as all the successes. Because if you approach life as problem solving, as things to get done and to achieve, then life becomes quite exciting. If you look upon things, everything you run into as a negative, then that isn't a good idea. Another thing too, like when you're in the car and you're bored or something, you can put on particular things that interest you, okay, like learning. You could even use it as your university, another learning exercise.
Sure, yeah.
Finding. So basically, a lot of life is how we perceive things, because perception is as you see it. Because when you can see somebody who's excited about something that occurred, and then you see someone who was fearful about something that occurred, or somebody didn't enjoy the experience about something that occurred, you can see it all relates to how they experience things and how they approach life. Because if we approach life in a way that we're afraid of things and we don't want to prepare for things and we don't want to mentally rehearse things, then life can be very, very difficult. So part of life is a major part of successful life is, I'm calling it, the rehearsing, the mental rehearsing, psychological techniques, and just learning how to really take control, ride life, and really enjoy it. I mean, this is one time around. Let's enjoy it.
Indeed. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can connect via the website. All the podcasts are there, too. Lots of good information at drjohnb.com. And we will mentally rehearse for our next segment when we join you again here in less than 1 week, as we kind of have the abbreviated week here. But always enjoy talking to you, Doc, and have a good one.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.